Hello guys, how are you? I know it's been 2 months already since my last update. Well, that's because I don't have that much to share. It's not a lot going on in my life right now, and I just, I'm inside my house all the time, pretty much. For instance, right now there's a party, and my family, it's there, hanging out and eating or, having fun, and I just chose to be home. Like every day, I'm always inside. Yeah, sometimes I go out, to run some errands or whatever, but most of my time I'm indoors because I don't like to go out much, and also I've noticed, of course, the less I go out, the more DPDR I get, and that's pretty obvious. So I don't, yeah, it's the vicious circle, that exactly. I don't go out, and then when I go out, everything is just overwhelming, and that makes me not want to go out, which causes more DPDR. So anyway, I don't regret not going out, to be honest, because I just prefer to be quiet, to be minding my business, doing my things, and reading or watching something or drawing or whatever, and that's what I do. I meant to go to Pride 2 weeks ago, and I didn't go. I ended up staying, and I don't regret, but sometimes I do feel like, oh, okay, I wish I had gone, but whatever. I just don't care that much as I used to. And also, something that I realize is that I don't really care much about what people think, because in the past I would be like, oh, if I don't go to parties, I would be like, asking my mom or my sister, if someone asks where I am, or I would be like, just tell them that I'm not in town, or but now I don't give a fuck, I'm just like, I don't even care whatever they tell them, Yeah, they can say, yeah, she's at home, whatever, I'm not ashamed anymore, because after all this tough year that I've been having, I don't care. That's actually somehow freeing, the fact that I don't care what others think of me. If they think that I'm really antisocial, that's okay. Yeah, I don't care. I am. If they think that I am weird, yes, whatever, They can think or say anything they want. I feel overwhelmed going outside. I feel overwhelmed when there's really loud music, or when people are around me and they're talking out loud, and I don't feel comfortable. I know that, and I accept that about myself. And also, I am so exhausted. Like, my body is exhausted because of, lack of nutrients, because of course I don't eat enough. So everything just makes this mix where I don't really feel comfortable enough to socialize. And I don't blame myself anymore. I just go with my things, and whenever I want to go to a party, I go, and whenever I don't want to, I don't. And that's it. So moving on to other things. Yeah, I'm still depressed. I'm still, of course, I mean, depression is not like I'm gonna cure my depression in a few months, because you know, right now I don't feel that that I will be cured from this. The only thing is that I don't really, I don't know. I every day is a battle. And yeah, I mean, I have to deal with this. And that's also why I don't, I mean, it's part of my not wanting to be with someone, because the past weeks I was, you know, like trying to meet people on this application, and I ended up chatting with this woman, and we were chatting a lot. We were video calling, and we were, you know, having a good time and stuff like that. And then after a few weeks, she was like, "Okay, do you wanna, you know, start dating, like long distance relationship?" Because of course she's not from here. She's in Europe, and I was like, "Yeah, sure. I mean, let's just, yeah, why not?" Because we were like very into each other, and but then I realized that she was way more into me than I was into her. And also, like I always say, I mean, I'm always hesitant when it comes to start a relationship with someone, because I already have my own shit, and everybody else has their own shit and traumas and demons and things to figure out, and things to solve, and issues, and a bunch of things. And sometimes that's overwhelming, and honestly, I don't have the energy to deal with that, you know. And well, this woman is still in the closet, which means she hasn't come out with her family yet, which I don't like. I mean, I don't like that, because I've been through that, and I don't want to deal with that, because we were talking like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't care if she wasn't close to her family, but she is. So it doesn't make any sense to me, the fact that, I mean, it's ironic, the fact that she's so close to them, and she talks about her life, and you know, with the parents. But at the same time, she is not up to tell them that she likes women. I mean, she's 30 years old, and I don't wanna be a part of that, because if we were to be in a relationship, I mean, she would hide me. She would hide the fact that she's in love with a woman, and that she's in a relationship with a woman. And honestly, that's not something that I feel it's respectful. But the opposite. I really think it's something irrespectful, disrespectful, for, I mean, and I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be hidden. I don't want to be in the closet again. I went through that myself years and years ago, and also she's like starting to experiment and to be like outside, and to accept herself. And that's something that I already have to deal myself, you know. And that's also like, I don't like that. I don't like that. I mean, she's cool. I like her. She's really into me, and everything else. She's also really, I think she's really naive, which is something I don't really love. She hasn't experienced many things in her life, because she's been like all the time from home to work, and to work from home, and like that, you know. She hasn't really done many things in her life, like adventurous things, and I don't know if I like that either. Because I felt at some point like I was I don't know, like I don't wanna educate her in many things. I'm not saying in the wrong meaning of the word, like of the word, that she's uneducated, because she's not. But the thing that she hasn't lived many experiences in her life makes her like she's, I don't know, way younger than she really is. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't want to be disrespectful, but it seems like we are too different, and we are in a really, really different time of our lives already. Like, that's something I don't really like either. So anyway, after a few weeks, I just had to came clean to her and tell her that I don't really like the fact that she's in the closet, and I don't want to be a part of that. And she was like sad about it, because like I said, she was really in love with me already, and also I didn't like that, you know. I was like kind of, it was for me, it was like a red flag, like to be into someone so quickly. I was like, I'm not having this. So anyway, after that, I was just re I realized, because I mean, the way I say it, I always learn something from someone. I mean, from everybody. And the thing I learned right now is that I really don't wanna be with anyone. I don't want to. I'm really okay with myself, like being alone. I mean, I don't like the word being alone, because I'm not alone, but you know what I mean? Like, be single. I like being single. I don't feel the need to be with someone. And that's amazing. I always say that to my psychologist, like, that's something cool about me, that I don't feel the need to be with someone. And I don't have, feel the energy, and I'm okay with myself. And anyway, I mean, I like to meet people, but I have to be clear from the first, I mean, from the beginning with them, because I have to tell them that I'm not really looking for a relationship, you know. I just want to make friends, and that's it. And that's something I accepted, and that's great. And what else? Yeah, I don't know, my health overall, like I said, I'm still really, really struggling to when it comes to eat. Yeah, I mean, that's what's happening, you know. Sometimes I feel a little bit motivated with stuff, with have some ideas in my head, but I just want to be able to accomplish something, because I've been way too long doing nothing, and I'm already like, okay, I don't blame myself, but I feel like I'm sometimes ready to start doing something, you know. And it's a roller coaster, you know. My mood changes so much, which makes everything difficult, more difficult than already is. And yeah, you know, I'm just being patient with myself, with my time, with my process. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I enjoy my time alone, I really do. And I still live in my head a lot, you know. I imagine scenarios of me doing this and that, and I don't want to talk about it that much here until I really start doing something with my life, like something productive. Because honestly, I sometimes when I feel more positive, I feel like I want to do this and that, you know. I have some plans, and I want to achieve that. So I'm taking things day by day, as always. And I don't know. That's pretty much what's happening in my life right now. I cannot believe we are already in July. It's crazy. It's crazy how we are already in July. But again, I'm just living day by day. And also, one cool thing is that my family doesn't push me to do anything. I feel like my mom is actually happy to see me here and to having me with her, despite the fact that I'm depressed. But she, I think that she appreciates the fact that I'm living with her, you know. She doesn't judges me. Dutch, fuck. She doesn't judge me, and that's relieving because I don't have to worry about it, like being a burden to her, or you know what I mean. And also, yeah, I mean, I feel more relieved in that. Yeah, I mean, of course, I would like her to see me one day accomplishing something that I want to do, and I really want to do that myself too, you know, because of me, first of all. But yeah, I'm just trying to keep living, and yeah, I mean, that's all. That's all for now. I will keep trying to keep living. And that's it. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being there. And I hope you are fine. And take care. Bye bye.